Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Hi, this is Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on February 2nd. Who is ready for spring sports? Representatives from the Arkansas State Mountain Home Trailblazers will give an update on the upcoming season. Local shops will showcase the best gift for your Valentine. Come shop for your loved ones at Coffee Talk. Stop by our location next to Hickory Park on Friday, February 2nd at 8 a.m. at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
Well, both teams getting some last-second instructions from their coaches. Alma's band is playing Bomber Man tonight.
It almost worked for the girls' game, right?
Yeah, that's right. Braden Dewey will be jumping center for Mountain Home, and for Alma, it will be. Well, they're going with Eddie Tate. They've made a change in their starting lineup without.
Towns Robinson not in, is he?
No, he is. He is in. They may have left Boggs on the bench. Nope. Let's see. Well,
11's on the bench.
Oh, you're right. It is Towns Robinson.
I thought so.
How about that? So Mount Home wins the tip. The opening tip brought to you by Clear Results Glass. The Bombers are moving right to left in this first half. Here is Tate with it.
Alma's in a man.
Yep. Ball goes to Harris. Back to Blaine Tate. Now to McLean on the left side. Down to 15 on the shot clock. To Dewey just outside the lane. He dribbles to the low block. And he's going to be called for the travel. So Mountain Home's first possession of the night ends in a turnover. Here is Kermani Smith into the front court. He will give it out to Kendrick. Now over on the right side, it goes to Curd. He's going to pull up for the three. Good, and Alma strikes first.
Yeah, and this is what Alma's been able to do. They've been able to shoot the ball very, very well and play good defense.
3-0, Airedale's up. 7-12 left to play in the first quarter. Carson will give it to McLean. Over to Tate on the left side. Up top to Dewey. Dewey's going to dribble to the low block. Up top goes to Harris. Back over to Tate. 15 left on the shot clock. Tate's going to dribble to the free throw line. Gives it back up top to Harris. Over to Dewey on the left side. Dewey up top to Harris. Over to McLean on the right. He's going to drill toward the free throw line. He's going to go for the runner. He'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 6:49 left to play in the first quarter. Easton Boggs picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one. Against Alma here in the first quarter. So Ryder McLean will be at the free throw line to try to give Mount Home their first points of the night. 6:49 left in the first quarter. McLean's first free throw will not go. So he has one more to shoot. I'm not sure why Towns Robinson's not starting tonight. But second free throw for McLean is up and good. He gets one of two, and it's 3-1. Alma with the ball and the lead. Ball goes into the front court to Kendrick on the left side. Now Smith has it. Back over to Kendrick. Down in the corner to Boggs. Now back to Kendrick. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And rebounds knocked around. And controlled by Tate. He's quickly back the other way. Tate into the front court. Dribbles to the left side. He will give it to McLean there on the wing. Up top to Dewey. Dewey's going to dribble into the lane. Loses the handle of the ball. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say off Alma, and Mount Home will keep possession with 6:19 left in the quarter.
Good luck call right there. It looked like it could have went off of Dewey's foot, but got lucky on that one.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't get a chance to mark a rebound for Mountain Home on that play. So here's Tate with it. Throws it to Dewey on the right side, up top to Carson. Now Harris has it. Now gives it to McLean. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good!
There we go. Riders had a tough little struggle these last few games getting some shots to go down. Good for him to see that first one fall.
And the Bombers have their first lead of the night. 4-3 our score with a little over 6 minutes left in the opening quarter. Ball is with Curd. Up top to Smith. Back over to Curd. Back to Smith. Mount home in the zone. Looks like a 2-3. But Curd's going to go into the lane for the layup. Shot's blocked by Dewey, and Harris comes up with the ball. Harris will give it to Dewey. Over to McLean. He's going to try another three on the right side. This one won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Curd. And had the ball knocked away, they're going to call a foul, though, on Blaine Tate. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Bombers here in the first quarter. 5:40 left to play in the period. Airedale's with the ball, trailing by one. Smith walks the ball into the front court, dribbles to the right side, gives up top to Boggs. Now over to Kendrick. Now Curd has it. He'll give it out to Smith on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Dewey.
Good job, Braxton Carson, boxing out under Dewey. Ended up with the rebound, but Braxton did a good job putting a body on his man.
Yes, he did. Tate across the timeline. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it there to Harris. Now over to McLean. McLean's going to dribble into lane, going up for the runner. Good!
And he's got that high arcing shot. It's hard to block at times, and when it's on, it goes through.
He has all six of Mount Tom's points so far tonight. 6-3 our score with less than 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Smith with it up top.
Mount home in our little matchup zone.
Yep.
Coach Brad Morris on the bench. I did say he had health concerns. I talked to his wife. I do have to let this go after we'll call this when they get back off this, Matt.
A three-pointer was missed, and Carson dives for the rebound.
But I did talk to his wife. She wanted everybody to know it. You know, he's a cancer survivor. It has nothing to do with that. He has an eye issue.
Wow, what a start for Ryder McLean as he goes in for the reverse layup.
Ryder's feeling it right now.
He's got all eight of Mount Holmes' points. 8-3 our score. 4:22 left to play in the first. Up top it goes to Smith. Back over to Curd, back to Smith. Over on the left side to Kendrick, back to Smith up top. Not much movement from Alma. I'm kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, I don't know if the zone is giving them some concerns or what. That didn't.
Wow, Boggs puts up the three-pointer with a hand in his face, too. He's got his first 3 points of the night. 8-6, Mount Sonoma up. Less than 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter. McLean with it on the left side. Finds Tate on the low block. It looked like he was trying to, I'm not sure he was trying to throw it to, but Smith comes up with the steal. He's back the other way. His layup is blocked by McLean, and Mount Tom comes up with the ball. Back the other way, Tate's going to go in for the layup, off the glass and in.
And gets the foul.
And he draws a foul. Boy, if you're Dominic Lincoln, you do not want your player to do that.
No. Blaine had a wide open layup. He tried to undercut him, and, boy, they got the foul call. Great play. Good look ahead by McGee Harris to find Blaine.
See who they gave that foul to. And see who they call that foul on. Still don't have it up there. Updated. But Tate's free throw won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Alma. 10-6 our score. Mounts home leading it.
Say maybe number one.
Okay, that's Curd. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Airedales. Here is Smith with it on the left side. Alma did bring in some subs. Let's see. I'll let you know who those are in a moment. Here is Kendrick with it. He's going to put up the jumper in the lane, and he'll be fouled on the way up, and he'll head to the free throw line. They brought in Tyree McGill, a 6'3 junior. Let's see. They gave that one to McLean, I believe. Ryan McLean, his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Bombers. So Miles Kendrick at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up. No good. Matthew Rogers came in for Alma, too. He is a 5'11 junior. For Mountain Home, Braxton Carson, McGee Harrison, Blaine Tater checking out as Kobaninski, Red Gilbert, and Levi Uchman check in. So 3:18 left to play as Kendrick's second free throws miss. He misses both, and the rebound's controlled by Inskeep. It was almost an offensive board, but he just couldn't handle it. Inskeep into the front court, gives up top to Dewey. Over to McLean on the left. He's going to try another three-pointer. Almost spanked it in. A late foul call. I guess he was waiting to see if the basket was going to go in. I think he did get contact, but they
He's
waited.
Shooting three. He's shooting three shots. Whoever it was that shot that, was that Uchman?
Well, they're going to.
Ryder McLean should be 24 going to the line.
Well, they're going to put Uchman on the line, though. First free throw for Uchman is up. No good.
There should have been 24 going to the line.
Yeah. I don't think officials are even paying attention. Second free throw is up and good. They're going to give him three.
And now Fulcher's finally seeing this and was like, 24 was the one that's supposed to be shooting.
Well, they're not going along with that call. And Uchman gets the third. He gets two of three, his first 2 points of the night. So 12-6 Mountain Home up right now.
And I'll be honest, that's where having an assistant coach on the bench helps you that can see these things, you know.
Yeah. Here's Boggs with the elbow, gives it to Smith. Now over on the right side to Rogers. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Uchman.
And Uchman's coming in giving the Bombers some really good minutes here and good energy.
Bombers up by six. Let's see if they can extend that. Nope. Wyatt Gilbert's three. A little strong, and now Mountain Home's going to be called for the foul. Kobaninski picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Bombers here in the first quarter. 2:35, let's play in the period. It is Mountain Home leading by a count of 12-6.
Good start in this first quarter for your Bombers.
Here is McGill with it. He's going to go into the lane for the runner. No good, and the rebound's controlled by McLean. Inskeep with it across the timeline. He'll give it to Gilbert on the right side. Up top to McLean. Over to Uchman on the left. Alma in a man-to-man. Up top it goes to Dewey. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Chris Salazar, who checked in a little bit ago. Still no sign of Israel Towns Robinson, so I don't know where he's at.
He didn't warm up. Oh. We just were told by Dylan Connolly here.
So he must be either be sick or in the doghouse. Here's Smith with it. He's going to dribble into the lane. Now gives it up top to Salazar. His three-pointer won't go, and Uchman gets the rebound.
I think that's a good thing for Mountain Home.
Yeah. Inskeep across the timeline. Throws it. Ball goes to Gilbert in the left corner. Now Inskeep has on the wing. He's going to get by his defender. Trying to throw it to Gilbert, but right there, Salazar was there right in the passing lane for the steal. He's going to go back the other way. He'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 1:20 left to play in the first quarter. Levi Uchman picks up his first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against Mountain Home here in the fourth quarter. In the first quarter, excuse me. So Chris Salazar at the free throw line for the first time tonight with 1:20 left to play in the period. Salazar's free throw is up. No good. Drew Haney coming in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Braden Dewey. And for Alma, it is Eddie Tate coming back in as Carmani Smith will check out. So Salazar with one more free throw. Second one is good. He gets one of two. His first point of the night. 12-7. Bombers up right now.
Alma going to extend their man pressure here a little bit. Just kind of show pressure, make maybe Mountain Home go a little faster than they want to.
McLean with it on the left side. 109 left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes to Uchman. Back to McLean. Over to Gilbert. Now Uchman has it. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Rogers. He's quickly back the other way with it. Rogers will throw it over on the right side to McGill. He's going to almost have the ball knocked away, but he's able to keep it. Now Rogers has it. He's going to go into just outside the lane for the leaner. Good, and Mount Tom's going to take their first timeout of the night. We'll break with 45. Well, the clock's still running, actually. Well, now I don't know how much time is left. I guess 45 and a half seconds left. So we'll break with Mountain Home leading 12-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
FNBC is excited to announce their new Sapphire Plus checking account. Earn 4% annual percentage yield on up to $20,000 by simply using your debit card 15 times and receiving a direct deposit each statement cycle. You'll also earn 1% APY on funds above $20,000. Stop by one of their convenient locations or visit fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply.
But Mount Tom taking their first time out of the night with 45 and a half seconds left to play in the first quarter as they lead 12-9.
Yeah, they kind of let some time run off. Hey, if you're up in Mountain Home, if you're up 12-9, you'll take those seconds coming off the clock.
Yeah. Inbound pass goes to Tate. I didn't know if it was just a clock malfunction or what, but anyways. Here is Tate across the timeline. He'll give it to Harris on the right wing. He dribbles up to the top. Over to McClain. He's going to pull up for the three near the right corner. Good!
Why not? Give that man the ball. He's feeling it right now.
He's got 11. 15-9, mounts him up. Here is McGill throwing it on the in the paint to Tate, Eddie Tate. His layup was too strong, but Allen gets the offensive rebound. Boggs' three-pointer won't go. Eddie Tate with another rebound. He throws it back to Boggs. That one three-pointer won't go. He chases down his own rebound over to Rogers on the left side. Back to Boggs. Shot clock is off 3 seconds. Now here's Salazar. Is he going to put it? He is going to put up the jumper, try to beat the buzzer, and he gets it.
Yeah, you can't give teams four different possessions in one and expect to do well.
So it's going to be a four-point lead for Mountain Home after one quarter. Bombers up 15-11 after 8 minutes of play. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895.